This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The Austin band Survive has sold out its first headlining tour, a success built on the back of the attention the band received for composing the soundtrack for the Netflix series Stranger Things. Amber Goers helps to run Holodeck Records, a label founded by Survive's Adam Jones, and she plays in the band Troller with Jones. So I spoke to Goers and I began by asking her how she got involved with synthesizer music.
The community of electronic artists right now in Austin, at least that I'm personally a part of, we've all really just been friends for a long time, first and foremost. Majority of us met in college in San Marcos, 10 plus years ago, and pretty much started creating music together around that time. Some of us have known each other even longer than that. A couple members of Survive have known each other since Little League. So we all just started creating music together many years ago. Didn't necessarily start out making synthesizer music, but just gravitated towards making that ourselves over time.
Has the recent success of Survive helped Troller and Holodeck Records, or is it more of a blip?
No, definitely seeing a lot more interest. We actually just got back from a 3-week Midwest tour, and kind of our running joke for the tour was hashtag Stranger Things, just because it was sort of like everywhere that we went, we share a band member, Adam Jones, who again runs Holodeck Records, is in Survive and Troller. So that was definitely a reference that we saw a lot of people make as we went from city to city. And at first it was kind of a joke, something we could laugh about, but then we sort of came to the realization that, wow, like people really are taking so much more notice now that they have something that they can kind of relate to and identify as something that they know and they like. So I really do think it's more than just some sort of surface blip in attention. People are really engaging in the type of music that Survive represents and sort of the community surrounding that. It's very exciting.
Is Holodeck selling more because of it?
Most definitely. Yeah, we immediately saw our remaining stock of Survive's debut LP that we had just immediately sold out days after that first weekend that Stranger Things premiered. And with our other artists too, we've definitely seen a lot of our stock moving much more quickly.
Do you get tired of people talking about Stranger Things all the time though?
Not yet. I was a huge fan too. So it's something that I'm still talking about, and I'm still reeling over how fantastic it was and how much I enjoyed it. So at this point I'm still a part of that conversation as a contributing fan. And honestly, I don't think I'll get sick of it because it has been such a wonderful opportunity for people to learn about Survive, for people to learn about the Austin music community, and in turn just be more interested in Holodeck and all of the artists, related to Survive. So I think I'd be a fool to say that I was bothered by it, because it's exciting. So I'm not tired of it yet, but we'll see over time.
Something interesting about Holodeck Records is that you are among a growing number of labels that are putting out releases on cassette. And you've been doing that for some time now. It's not like it's something new to you. But can you tell me about sort of the thinking behind that?
Yeah, well, definitely with sort of that physical media of the cassette, we're able to sort of take the sound to even another level. You've got that sort of analog element of that tape spinning and sort of that added sound and warmth that it gives to the recording that's on that cassette tape. So that was a huge part of it as to why we like releasing cassettes. And honestly, another big part of it, particularly in the beginning, was its cost effectiveness. It's relatively cheap to produce. It's small, so it's easy to store. And that was sort of our foot in the door as a label to getting started. It was something that we could kind of pool together some money and get started off the ground and not, you know, have a huge hole left in our pocket.
Yeah, I totally get what you mean about that warmth, that tape saturation.
Yeah, and I'm sort of obsessed with that sound that comes towards the end of a life of a tape when it's just getting all warped and slowing down. There's something that I really love about that.
Amber Goers of Holodeck Records, the label founded by Survive's Adam Jones, and Holodeck has a number of releases planned for the immediate future. You can check them out at holodeckrecords.com. And to hear my full story about Survive and Austin synthesizer music scene, go to KUT.org.